In the continuing fight for the title reformer, the alderman clashed over the mayor's proposal to open up debate on the city budget. Vidoliak's allies angered the mayor by tacking on a provision giving the council more control over city contracts. After more than an hour of debate, Alderman Martin Obermann offered proof that tempers had worn thin.
Shut up, Bernie, and listen to somebody else. Maybe we can have some order.
Alderman Vidoliak called the mayor a dictator and seemed to make a slur about his sexuality. The mayor rose to the occasion.
You're about to get a mouthful of something you don't want, sir. You're about to get a mouthful of something you don't want.
Later, both Vidoliak and the mayor downplayed that exchange, and after all the shouting was over, the council approved the full budget package under the threat of a mayoral veto. No sooner does one controversy end than another begins. Washington Today asked for a new bond sale for the city water department, suggesting it'll take water rate hikes, if not next year, then in 1985, to pay for it. The Vidoliak faction says no way. And as a backdrop to all of this, the aldermen are pursuing a bulletproof shield to protect them from the often rowdy council audience. One of the mayor's allies couldn't resist pointing out the only threats he's received were from his colleagues on the floor. From City Hall, I'm Marge Halperin.